Welcome back. Really happy to welcome our very first guests of the new year, the director of the Thomas Crane Public Library, and our good neighbor here at QATV, Megan Allen. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm excited to be the first guest of 22.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, well, we have to have our neighbors in. We have to be good neighbors. So, and we share the same building, so.
Yes, well, you guys are the best.
Likewise, we appreciate your services too, and I know that it has been a trying time, certainly for public libraries all over.
It has, yeah. And I don't know whether you saw the Boston Globe just did a feature article that was in yesterday's edition.
About, I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Yes, yeah. About how public libraries have pivoted and served people through the pandemic, and the Thomas Crane Library was one of the featured libraries, so that was kind of fun.
As well as it should have been, because really, right from the start, you wasted no time in pivoting, is the new catch term, right, pivoting.
Right.
But really, didn't miss a beat, because infrastructure was kind of already there, wasn't it?
Well, some of it was. Yeah. I mean, you know, we had many electronic resources available online when we closed, but we had never done any programming online. Right. You know, we'd always done it in person. So that was quite a learning curve for the staff. And then, of course, we had the buildings closed most of 2020.
Yes.
So we had to figure out how to get things into people's hands in a different way.
And the curbside pickups.
Yeah, the curbside pickup, that was very labor intensive.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was... challenging year, and of course we all thought 2021 would be a little bit easier, and for a while it was.
Yes,
right?
The summer was.
The vaccines came. Yeah. The summer came. We started to do some in-person programming again in the spring and the summer outside, and that was very popular. We reopened all of our buildings by July when we finished our carpeting project at the main library.
Yeah.
And we've pretty much been back to normal operations and normal hours since October. Including in-person programming. As you know, we've done some concerts because QATV, recorded and live-streamed them for us.
Yes.
And they were well-attended.
Great.
And then Omicron came to visit.
Yes, yes. So what does that mean going forward, do you think?
Well, I don't know, but we're certainly in a position where we can... pivot again as needed. So, in fact, I just had a conversation with my assistant director looking at our program schedule for January to see how much is already online, how much is in person, and which of those do we think we could or should present online instead. Okay. We're doing a whole concert series starting on January 23rd, Sunday afternoon concert series monthly. Mm-hmm. Funded by our wonderful friends of the library group, and the first one is a pianist in the Richardson Room, and so we're just talking about, you know, what we'll do. In that case, we'll probably just hold the concert and live stream it, and so people who don't feel comfortable coming in, and maybe also by then the Omicron will have,
subsided a bit.
So children's programs too, some of them we've continued to do online, some of them in person, some of them we'll probably still do in person. So we'll just kind of have to play it by ear and take it week by week, and it's a little discouraging.
It is, no question. Everybody's going through the same thing right now, trying to adjust to the new normal again. Did folks come back in numbers that they had before the pandemic, would you say?
No. It started to come back in September and October and early November. Mm-hmm. We were up to about 40% of our previous foot traffic.
Okay.
I haven't looked at the numbers for December, and I won't be surprised if we see a little downward trend as people get nervous about coming into public spaces.
Right.
So, I feel like this is a bump in the road, and, things aren't going to be like this forever.
Right.
And we're still going to be here.
Yes.
And we have made facility improvements at you know, all locations, but the main library, we replaced the carpet.
Looks great.
We did a major reorg of the collections and the spaces, and we have some new furnishings, and it really feels like kind of a new space. It's very well lit and very welcoming, I think, and so we'll be here when people feel comfortable coming back in again.
Appropriately, there's a new health and wellness section, which I'm sure is going to be very popular going forward.
Yep, and we have a new arts and crafts section, and we moved all the fiction, so it's all together. So,
It's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's greatly improved. You used the time, the downtime to your benefit, for
we
sure.
We did.
Yeah. What are the current COVID protocols, Megan, in the library system?
We're just following the state protocols. Okay. So masks are recommended for everyone, whether you're vaccinated or not right now because of Omicron. And most people who come in do wear masks.
Okay.
And most of my staff is wearing masks,
they do,
too.
Okay.
They're dealing with the public all day
long. Of course, so, yeah. Have you had any staff issues because of COVID?
We actually have gotten through this entire period with no staff issues until very recently.
No.
And it's probably Omicron is just more, you know, it spreads more quickly.
Yes,
so I have had several staff test positive over the last few weeks, and it does start to have some impact on our ability to serve people, just because if someone tests positive and then they've worked with other people
it's in
a trickle
down
previous
effect.
Day or two, then the other people might have to go home and wait till they have a negative test.
Right.
And so hopefully it won't be something we can't cope with over the next few weeks.
Yes, yeah. Anything start during the pandemic that is still going on in terms of online services? Do you think some of the things will stay, you know, permanently?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we'll probably continue to have some programming online or some programming in a hybrid way, because it just allows more people to participate.
Sure, yeah.
And some of the new online resources that we've invested in in the last year or two, we will continue to provide to people, because we have enlarged the scope. So, for instance, we added the Wall Street Journal online. Is something you can access with your library card now. We didn't used to have that before. We also, as part of the Old Colony Library Network, we all agreed to, we've been providing the New York Times online for a while, but it didn't include the recipes or the games and the crossword puzzle, which a lot of people enjoy both of those
certainly,
things.
Certainly, yeah.
So we've decided to offer those as well.
Nice.
So that's a new thing, just really in the last few weeks that became available.
Yeah.
So,
Do you think folks have found you that might normally not have? You know,
well, there's no question that use of all of our online resources went way up in the last fiscal year while we were closed, and it's continued to stay high.
Okay.
And, you know, use of the physical collections, like the print books, you know, that went way down, even though we had to go. But, you know, people just kind of switched to the online e-books.
Yeah.
But since we reopened, we've seen that use of that material come back up again, too. It's not all the way back to what it was, but it's, you know, it's about maybe 25% below.
Okay.
So, you know, it's funny because some people switch and then they get used to using ebooks and then they just develop new habits.
Don't go back. Yeah.
They don't go back. But other people, it's like, enough already. I want to read a
I want to hold the
book in my hand.
I want to dog ear it.
So,
I want to smell
so
it.
I've heard both things. And, you know, and there's, you know, it's just different to be able to come in and browse and, you know, pick something out.
And talk to a librarian, too, right?
Yeah.
And get information that you might not know but normally online.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the North Quincy branch, Megan. What's going on? Are the shelves in yet?
We are opening February 1st.
Whoa, stop the presses. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
So we've had just delay after delay after delay.
I know.
A lot of COVID-related supply chain delays. Oh, yes. you know, the most recent delay was for the shelving.
Yes.
It was supposed to be delivered in July, and we got it in November. So, but we've been very busy down there, bringing the collections back in. People may not realize this, but we are constantly evaluating all of our collections because we have a finite number of shelves and we purchase new material continually, and it's not going to all fit unless we get rid of some of the stuff that's already
stock,
there. So yes, it's like, so it's a continual process that happens, you know, just, it's just part of what we do all the time. It's kind of invisible to people. But while the North Quincy was branch was closed, because it closed in August 2019.
Wow.
So everything that was on the shelves then got put in storage.
Okay.
And it's just been sitting there. And then all the items that were out, you know, borrowed by people when we closed, that all got returned over the next few weeks. And that stuff got put in boxes and stored. So now we're going through all of that because in the 2.5 years since then, we've been purchasing materials for that collection, but we haven't weeded anything out.
Okay.
So it's like not going to all fit on the shelf.
Right. Unless you put shelves on the ceiling, right?
So we've been working away at that, and, you know, because all the work that we would have done with the collection, we didn't do.
Didn't happen.
So
yeah.
we're doing it in a hurry up fashion.
Yeah, okay.
So that we can be, you know, ready to open.
Okay.
And all the furniture came back in, you know, all the new furniture that was purchased through the fundraising campaign that the foundation led back in 2018 and 2019. Now, it's nice new furniture. It's been in storage.
Okay.
Now it's back.
Yes.
So,
unused, brand spanking new, right?
Well, you know, it was a little bit used because it had been out for a few months.
Yeah, but.
But, you know, it's pretty new. So, not everything is going to be done. You know, there are parts of the renovation that are not quite finished, but it won't prevent us from opening the building.
Okay.
The most obvious one is the front. We had a small community room in the front, and part of the renovation was to expand it, so sort of push out the front facade a little bit. So that is still in process, and it affects the front entrance. So probably when we open on February 1st, we will not have access to the Hancock Street entrance yet. So we'll have signage out there to let people to know to walk around.
Go around
the back. But, you know, the Public Buildings Department is leading this renovation.
Yes.
And, you know, they'll be trying to finish that up as quickly as they can.
Essentially, a whole new building, right? I mean,
it is. It may not look any different from the outside
to
people, but it basically was, it was essentially gutted on the inside. So everything is new, and some of it will be very obvious the minute people come in. There will be carpeting, for example, which we never had before.
Okay.
Other things are a little bit more subtle. It used to, all the walls were brick.
Yes.
And there was no insulation at all.
Okay.
So a lot of the, and I have to give credit to Paul Hines, the Public Buildings Commissioner. This was his brainstorm. He said, well, if we're doing this, you know, why don't we insulate those brick walls and put drywall?
Mm-hmm.
It'll help acoustically. It'll help with the, you know, comfort.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things that was done.
Energy efficiency, I'm sure, as
well. The entire ceiling was demolished and rebuilt, and then sprayed with an acoustic foam paint to, again, help with the acoustic issues in there. New ceilings all along the outer edges of the branch.
Sure.
Acoustic ceilings. They all used to be hard ceilings before, so all these things that contributed to the sort of noise level issues in there.
Yeah, because it's kind of a wide open space.
It's a wide open space. It had a tile floor. It had hard ceilings and brick walls. I mean,
like an echo chamber, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So acoustically, it's like a different building
when
you walk in there. It's really nice.
The windows, I know, are brand new.
Great.
Yeah.
They just got cleaned inside and out.
Okay.
And there's a lift now because it was, we have the
sunken part.
The sunken part that's our teen space, and then the mezzanine area were not accessible to people with mobility disabilities.
Yes.
So now there is a lift.
Very good. Okay.
So people can have access, and we gutted the mezzanine and created two rooms that are separated from each other. So you don't have to walk through one to get to the other one, which is the way it was before.
Yes, okay.
So lots of improvements. The teen space, too, again, it had a hard ceiling, and now it has acoustic panels on the ceiling to help with the acoustics in that area.
Nice, okay.
They've put in some new HVAC for some of those side spaces that are not the main area. The other news is the North Quincy Community Center, which was in the former Bookmobile garage, has been closed. It's not going to reopen.
Okay.
And the library is going to convert that space into a community meeting space.
Where is that exactly, Megan?
It's part of the North Quincy Library,
yeah.
But it's not directly accessible from the interior public space of
okay.
the library because there's a staff work area in between.
I see.
So it used to be where the Bookmobile lived.
Okay.
So it was renovated to be a community center space about, I want to say, 13 years ago.
Okay.
If I'm 13 or 14 years ago.
Okay.
I may be slightly off on that. And it was part of the community center services that were run out of the planning department.
I see.
So the place is definitely in need of some renovation itself. So we will be working with the public buildings department to repaint, replace the carpet, do a little bit of sprucing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be another community meeting space like our community meeting room here at the main library.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Because North Quincy has never had a big enough space for programs and events.
Yeah.
Even the community room that we have now that's being expanded is still pretty small. So this will be a much bigger space to be available
nice.
For library programs,
mm-hmm.
but also available for other city departments, community organizations and agencies who want to book the room just the way they might book the main library room.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, again, the timeline on getting that space finished, but
let's get the branch open first.
Get the branch open first,
yeah.
But and we expect to, you know, we'll be working with the former director of the North Quincy Community Center to reach out to folks that used to come to regular programs there. There used to be a weekly Mahjong game,
oh,
I
all
think,
right. Just
and
to let
a quilting
them know.
Group,
yeah.
and, you know, but we will have spaces available at the library between our newly expanded little room
mm-hmm.
In the branch itself and then the new community meeting space.
It's great.
So
it's a great asset for that part of the city.
It is, because
yeah.
it's the furthest branch
yes.
from the main library, and it was really hard not having a larger space, both for the community and for the library to
sure.
use. So we're pretty excited about that.
I bet. So February 1st, is there any kind of formal ribbon cutting or?
No, okay. I we're going to wait until it's completely finished.
Okay.
I mean, we'd like to have the front entrance done,
I suppose,
and the expanded meeting room finished
yes.
before we, you know, do any big celebrating.
Sure.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
but then we'll have some kind of open house and some
okay.
more formal kind of a ribbon cutting thing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, we hope people will find us again.
Yes.
It was a very busy branch before we closed.
Very,
and
yes.
And, you know, we've had a lot more staff there lately
yep.
because we've been working actively in there. And, you know, I keep running into people in the parking lot saying,
when?
Can you come
when?
Open?
Yes.
So,
February 1st. Now, yeah. now we have a date.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We'll have to be back afterwards.
Yeah, well, you'll have to come and take a look.
Thank you. I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll invite the whole QATV team
all
to
right.
come down and take a look.
Happy New Year, Megan. Thanks for coming over.
Same to you.
Thank you
for inviting
much.
Me.
You are welcome.